Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
What just happened?
What do you mean?
Leroy just asked if the Tasmanian Devil was from Tasmania.
Really, man?
You okay?
I mean, name another animal that's like...
You okay, man?
Sometimes they just call them that. It doesn't mean they're from there.
German Shepherd. You know.
German. Boston Terrier.
Australian Shepherd, too.
Feels like you're boxed in, man.
No, I'm not. German Shepherd is German?
Yes! Name an animal.
No, it's Spanish.
No, he works with a shark. Name an animal that is named after a location that's not from there. Come, I dare you to. Come on.
It's not originally from there? I can't think of one right off.
Okay, you marinate on
you
that.
Ponder on that. Let's go to the Iron Fuels Announcers Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Ira Windeman joins us there. Ira, did you know that the Tasmanian Devil was from Tasmania?
I not only knew that, but now that I realize that this is in no way a normal morning show, I realize I better do some research. Although it is usually solitary, the Tasmanian Devil sometimes eats with other devils and defecates in a communal location.
Jeez. Wow!
Now, not only do we know that, but then I realize there's actually a comparison to Beast. And I quote from that unimpeachable source of Wikipedia, quote, "Despite its rotund appearance, the devil is capable of surprising speed and endurance and can climb trees and swim across rivers."
I cannot climb
a
tree.
I will say this.
I am rotund.
And this is a fact, Ira. That Tasmanian devil is nothing like Beast because Beast sweats and gets tired when he peels an orange.
Well, I'm assuming if the rivers are small enough, you know, maybe more canals, maybe he can compete there.
I can float. I can't really do much else.
So you got that. So meanwhile, I'm driving home from Bam Adebayo's pre-burger eating press conference. I know we'll get to that. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to Zach Duarte last night as we're all required to do.
Oh,
and Leroy calls in, which on two levels gets me. Number one, the man never sleeps if he's calling, you know, at 8 o'clock at night on the evening show. And two, this whole feud between you and the Joe show and the other station, I'm walking a very fine line here, gentlemen.
No, you just listen, Ira, you just come with your stuff. You're fine.
I'm pretty sure the feud is just Joe Rose hating Beast.
Yeah, well, and
see,
vice versa.
We get sucked into a lot of these beefs when really it's only one guy.
All right. As long as it's only one. But the way Zach was explaining is that you're the shenanigans guys, and Joe is the X and O's guy. And then I love, because again, you have Leroy, the former NFL player, who could probably, I can show him any play on TV, and he'll tell me what the play call is. And then Zach goes, well, Joe can break the stuff down, and you guys do shenanigans. And I'm like, man, Leroy hung in there well. But I just think, you know, it might have been a minus one or minus two for Zach at that moment.
Man,
minus one.
Coolest voice that you've covered, Ira, in the Heat locker room. Is Goran Dragic take the cake? Because I feel like he's going to have a run for his money with Myers Leonard.
Well, the thing is I've always said about Goran is this, and you guys know this, and I know, Tobin, you do a lot of your fine, especially Eastern Europeans, but that sort of hoarse voice he does, the huh sound or whatever. And this is how naive I am. So I even asked him. I said, Goran, you know, when he's doing his Austin Burke commercials, you know, with the hot, he's this, you know, better price or whatever. And I said, that has to hurt your throat when you do it, right? And he looked at me like the world's biggest moron. And he says, does your throat hurt when you talk? And I'm like, okay, I guess you're used to it then.
Hey, it seems like you should be on the morning show too, Ira.
I realize because when Robbie picks up the phone to call me, he goes shenanigans only, so I can talk about no X's and O's anymore. I'm learning, guys.
Basically,
I'm a little slow to the game, but by the time the preseason's over, I'll be back on my game.
Dragic boxed you in on the show.
Yeah.
You've been boxed in.
Does it hurt when you talk?
Jeez.
All right, Ira. So, obviously, big showdown going down today. Bam versus Kobayashi. What the hell? Why is this happening, and does he have a chance?
Well, it's all a goof, obviously. It's a promotion of a brand and a burger chain and all that. And Kobayashi, you guys remember, he was banned from competitive eating because he wanted appearance fees. So now he's a one-man traveling show. I get all of that. Here's my question. We go down last night. We talked to Bam Adebayo down there in Pinecrest. He basically says, look, I'm going to eat half a cheeseburger. I'm a slow eater. And I understand he's getting a promotional fee. But here's something I think for the balance of the show you guys need to address. Each person they're donating $100 to charity for every hamburger eaten today. Don't you believe Bam Adebayo owes it to the youth of South Florida not to go hungry by stuffing his face? And if he shows up at camp at 3:25, we still have a month before the season starts.
I feel like he'd be fine. Like, he's showing up to a burger eating contest with no intentions to compete? Like,
he told us yesterday. We went down there for, of course, as you know, there's always the pre-show for the burger eating contest.
Of course.
So we go down there. We're standing there like, really, seriously, myself and Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, like, what the hell are we doing here and what happened to our careers? That we're now doing the burger eating pre-show story. And then Bam goes, yeah, I'm a slow eater. I think I'm going to eat half of one. And, like, I that's what I came down for. So I think it's incumbent that every child who goes hungry this season could be simply because Bam Adebayo would not eat one more burger.
Maybe he's rope-a-doping. Maybe he's trying to lull Kobayashi, and he's just going to go at this thing crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's eating 15.
I want to see Bam sit there like they do in the contest, rip the burger in half, soak it in water so he can throw it down quicker, and put Kobayashi in his place. I agree. By the way, Kobayashi weighs like 20 pounds. I mean, he was standing there next to Bam, and you barely could notice him in his shadow. That is a remarkable story. I don't know where the burgers go. Well, I do know where they eventually go, but I don't know where the burgers go.
On a serious note, Ira, we were over at Heat headquarters yesterday with our annual preseason meeting with the Heat between the Ticket and the Heat. We got a little sneak preview of some of the stuff they're thinking about marketing and all that other stuff. Man, they are hot on Bam. The whole organization, top down, hot on Bam.
Well, I tell you, Beast, it started last year. They opened the new Brightline train in downtown Miami, and I go there, and there's a mural of Heat players. And the mural of blocked traffic is not Hassan Whiteside. That's when Hassan was still in the team.
Right.
It was Bam, and I remember everyone spoke about it at the time. They knew that this is the guy they could market. He has a great spirit. He has a great smile. He's a good guy. And they know that he'll never cause them any consternation. I mean, even yesterday we asked him about, well, yeah, what do you think about Jerry Colangelo and Greg Popovich kicking you off the national team and then they got their butts kicked? You had to feel good about watching them lose, right? And he was like, nah, I slept through the games. They were in China. They were too early. He says all the right stuff. He's a really, really good kid. He does it all with a smile. And even what he's doing today, he's doing it for charity. He's doing it to help feed South Florida. Yeah, I think they have the right guy there. And the other part of that, Beast, is if you cast Jimmy Butler as that guy, you know who Jimmy Butler is. He's going to say whatever's on his mind.
Yep.
I'm not sure you roll him out at every charity event. I mean, all of a sudden I could see him, oh, it's senior week in South Florida, and he's going to Century Village, and all of a sudden he's getting on the case of the people for not showing up on time. So I think Bam's the right choice there.
But with Bam, just basketball-wise, are we putting too many expectations on him to have that much growth this season?
I think he's the quintessential big man in that he's active, is that he's not a guy who's just going to plant himself in the post like Hassan did, and he's going to be part of everything. Everyone now in the NBA has to be an athlete. I think Hassan Whiteside did some incredible stuff for the rim, but I don't know how athletic, quote-unquote, he is. That's what Bam is. I mean, Bam is a guy who will go out there and run, who will do a bust-out dribble when he gets a rebound. He's that kind of guy. So, yeah, I think they're going in the right direction, but more than anything, thank God the whole drama between Eric Spoelstra and Hassan Whiteside is gone, because I could not take one more preseason where Pat Riley says Hassan's going to play and Eric Spoelstra says we're going to see, and you just go through that over and over again. Look, even yesterday, God bless him. I love Hassan, what he did those 4 years when he got his triple doubles with blocks. But I got rid of him on my Instagram and my Snapchat, and I feel like I'm a better person for it.
You're gonna not see him talk to his cat S'mores anymore? You're gonna be afraid of missing out on the koi fish?
Just the whole thing. You know what? The fish should be able to have their own lives and behave like Tasmanian devils if they want and defecate together, and that's fine. But enough with the fish already.
All right, so you had a piece. You got to talk to Justice Winslow, and he made it clear that he wants to be the starting point guard. That's where he really felt like he flourished. Goran Dragic, when you spoke to him, also not very keen on giving up that position. So is this going to be is it surprising to hear Justice so confident, and is this going to be a thing this year between them?
It's going to be a thing for everyone who, whenever I write a story, aggregates the one money quote out of there and just goes with that and doesn't put the story in perspective. And that's what happened when we spoke to Justice over the weekend at his youth event, and he said he wants to be the point guard. God bless him for wanting something. God bless him for saying, I'm up to the challenge and I want to do that. He didn't call out Goran. He went out of his way to say, but this isn't about me and Goran. I can play with him. We have different skill sets. We can make it work. It's everyone else jumping on it. I do know there was a lot of talk in the Heat offices about that, is don't create issues where there aren't. He's a confident, young, 23-year-old kid who's ready to take on the world. I say good for him. But this is not Justice Winslow saying, but if you cast me like with Micah Fitzpatrick, if you cast me at the wrong position and play me at linebacker, I want out of here. That's not what happened. I think that thing got totally miscast. Good for Justice. He says, I have a special skill set. I want to show you. You know what? Go out and show us. Make himself such a good point guard, he has to play there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. What do you think for him in this standpoint? Seeing him grow last year and getting that chance, like we always talk about the BAM leaps, what do you think he needs to take the biggest leap this year as far as a guy, if he is going to take that even bigger leadership role on the team?
I think his scoring has to be more definitive. I mean, every time he hits a three-pointer now, we're like, wow, he hit another three-pointer. I think that can't be a surprise anymore. It has to become routine. He has to finish better also. He reminds me of the kind of guy, he goes through the maze of players, and all of a sudden he says, wow, I'm at the rim right now. What do I do? I think he has to be a more dramatic finisher also. And part B of that is he also has to learn how to thrive somehow off the ball, because everyone wants the ball in his hands. Dion wants the ball in his hands. Jimmy Butler wants the ball in his hands. Players need to touch the ball to feel part of the game. So if he's just going to be a ball-dominant player, that's just a niche role. There has to be a little bit more. If you're Chris Paul and you're going to hug the ball on a yo-yo, or James Harden, you're that great, that's one thing. I think playing off the ball is something. That's what Dwayne Wade did during the Big Three, when they said, you know what, LeBron's better with the ball. Dwayne became one of the best off-the-ball slashers and cutters. So I think Justice has to realize, yes, he's very good on the ball, but there has to be part B also.
So finally, Ira, with Media Day, we're looking 12 days away. This Jimmy Butler press conference isn't going to be a thing, is it? We're never getting it.
Yes, it is. I'm not supposed to give you the official date, but it looks like a week from this Friday.
They're actually going to do the Jimmy Butler press conference.
And they're going to do it for this reason. They realize if they didn't do it ahead of time, Jimmy would sort of dominate, you know, and Eric Spoelstra couldn't put out his quote-unquote message. So it looks like a week from this Friday at the arena, midday, Jimmy Butler will be nice enough to get back in the country. He'll do his press conference. They'll get everything Jimmy Butler out of the way then. Then 3 days later, that Monday on the 30th, they'll do their regular media press day. Eric Spoelstra about 10 o'clock that Monday, players at 11, and that way Jimmy will be out of the way. The timing is awkward, as why did you wait so much? But, I mean, I'm sitting here last Saturday, and all of a sudden I'm watching the FC Barcelona game, and there's Jimmy Butler. Keeping this guy in the country is a problem. I think they finally solved that, because I believe they finally have seized his passport.
They got to put like a no flight on Jimmy Butler. He was holding up a damn Barcelona jersey before a Heat jersey this week.
Yeah, but it was just weird. I mean, I texted the Heat right away. I'm like, really? He was here working out on a Thursday, and now he's on Barcelona? And they said, yeah, it's his birthday weekend. If only we all could live that best life, that, oh, I'm turning 30, I'm renting a private plane to go into Barcelona, standing on the field just to watch my buddy Messi play. Yeah, different life, guys.
Oh, man. Thanks, Ira. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Ira.
I got to read more about Tasmanian Devils and their defecation. Thank you, fellas.
He's fitting right in. We're breaking him in slowly. Hey, boys.
Yup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.